When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FIFA 21 isn't even out yet, and social media is already blowing up big time over everything from the cover, which is very Windows 98 screensaver, but also in tune with retro FIFA box art, to the lack of changes seen in the long-abandoned career mode. Wait, there are changes to this year's career mode? Somebody tell the haters. That's right, change is rife. EA are finally stepping up their efforts when it comes to the cherished single-player mode and plan on doing more than adding a few cutscenes, samey press conferences, and/or gaffer creation options. The tweaks revealed via EA's official website won't please everybody, but it's a step in the right direction at least. It's also possible that more announcements are coming soon. FIFA 21's career suite promises to change how aspiring bosses manage their squad and youth setups, and how they approach diving into a transfer market that, until now, has been pretty generic and hardly exciting to fiddle around with. So here's everything you need to know about all 8 of the changes EA has made to career mode thus far. Number 8. Initial setup options. One thing EA has done right over the past few years is expand what options players have before launching a new career mode. Despite that, things seem much less expansive than they do over in Konami's eFootball or PES series, and it's time to fix that. FIFA 21's new setup options include being able to establish just how realistic your management world will be from day one. For example, players will be able to turn on Authentic Transfer, which, in theory, will stop top Premier League clubs from hoarding all the best strikers like they want a team of Lewandowskis. Hopefully it'll prevent clubs from making the same signings over and over regardless of circumstances. Weirdly, EA are promoting financial takeovers as a new feature this year. Many FIFA veterans will know that these cash boosts have been freely available over the years anyway, to those who play most of the games year in, year out. There will be other, as yet unnamed, options too. Number 7. Revamped player growth. One of the humble joys of football management comes from day-to-day player coaching. FIFA has always lost that training ground magic and consigned it to bland menus with little progress bars that scale up regardless of how often you train players or how varied you make their sessions. It's all very lackluster, but things could be about to change this year. Revamped player growth aims to muddy the direct link between showing great potential and an 86-93 overall rating if you just keep hammering the same drills. It also allows you to retrain players to play in a different position, which could come in handy if you've got a surplus of right wingers but hardly any wingbacks. EA claim managers will be able to get a more in-depth look at how players are progressing under their system and alter it to suit each individual's needs. The most welcome feature is that retrain one, that, if implemented well, could give gamers more of a relationship with their youngsters. Number 6. Active training. Generally, Konami do a much better job of encouraging players to stick with a concrete starting 11. They make it very clear that too much rotation will ruin the balance of your team sheet and could be the difference between a vital win and a draw or loss. Now, EA want a slice of that action. Active training rewards those who nurture player chemistry in small groups. Say you pick PSG, for example, and want Mbappe, Neymar, and Icardi to work well on the press, or bamboozle defenses with triangle passing routines. Well, it'll be up to you to make sure that they're doing the correct drills in training that'll bring out the best in them and lead to maximum levels of group understanding. This has real potential. On the surface, it'll stop FIFA's career mode from degenerating into an endless rotation of players just because some have low stamina. It'd also force gamers to think before they make subs, lest they ruin their team's flow. Number 5. Activity management. You may have noticed that an awful lot of these additions go hand in hand. That's fine so long as EA don't think pretending one feature spread out over multiple new bullet points on their website will cut it. It's important that each feature mentioned has something to offer on its own without ultimately being active training with a small caveat. Activity management was in danger of that before one realized that it's similar to systems found in the much more in-depth Footy Manager series. It hinges on ensuring key players get ample rest before the biggest matches, but managers must be careful not to leave them out too often and thus spoil the aforementioned active training. Morale will play a big part in this too. The days of players whining when they miss one match just because they've got crucial squad status written into their contracts should be over. EA are seeking a better balance between petted lips and manager-to-player communication. Number 4. Match sharpness. Prepare for a brand new player attribute. Alongside well-established ones like finishing, passing, heading, awareness, and the like, is the new match sharpness reading. EA are making a big deal out of crucial moments in FIFA 21, which alarmingly has some series vets bumping their gums about the old scripting worries on Twitter. And they want this to be part of that function. Basically, there are loads of factors that govern just how ready your top stars are for the match ahead. Sharpness is one of them, and it's best managed by taking care of what happens in training, what you say to the media, and how often you've been picking them for similar important games. Again, this all sounds very Football Manager. That's a recurring theme with FIFA 21's new feature set for career mode, and that's hardly a bad thing. The more entrenched EA get with FM-style depth, the better. If they can marry that involvement with their own dazzling presentation, then people might finally get the career experience they want. Number 3. New ways to sign players. Anyone who's spent significant time with FIFA's transfer market suite will know that there are simple workarounds that exploit other clubs. Those once snazzy cutscene negotiations seem less realistic when you can lowball even the smartest gaffers out of there by refusing to budge or only raising offers by a million or two each time. In FIFA 21, EA will enhance how negotiations work. Career modders are now able to set up loan-to-buy deals too. If you're playing as Man City and want Atletico Madrid's Joao Felix long-term but don't have the funds to secure that this season, then you'd still be able to get your grubby mitts on him. Better yet, teams can agree to work out a fixed future transfer price there and then, or they can keep things open to see how that player does on loan during his first season. Hopefully, this won't be glitched and result in a totally useless market full of loans for the best players. Number 2. Enhanced Opposition AI. A constant annoyance throughout FIFA's shelf life on current-gen hardware has been the sameness between clubs in career mode. Unless you're playing on the hardest difficulty, there's little to choose between Hull City and Borussia Dortmund, which is just preposterous and totally unrealistic. Enhanced Opposition AI will, it's hoped, change that. Now, rather than CPU-controlled teams adhering to restrictive templates, they'll mix up how they defend, attack, and tactically change to keep your career fresh from game to game. Too many careers devolve into endless matches that play out exactly the same. The AI will make more informed decisions based on your contextual actions, so the days of Stoke trying to attack Liverpool in the FA Cup like they've suddenly turned into Bayern Munich should be done and dusted. If they're not, then this feature will be another false dawn. And number 1, Interactive Match Sim. Here it is. Here's the big career mode edition EA are mega proud of. Everyone knows that simming matches in FIFA is a 50-50 risk. EA knew they had to change that. Interactive Match Sim is a major leap forward for those who don't want to play every single minute of every single match during the season. It'll allow sim-happy gamers to be more tactically hands-on when simming, and they can make subs, change formations, and things like that. By far the most exciting prospect is EA's announcement that players will be able to assume control at any point and jump into the action. That means you can take set pieces yourself, or try to battle back from a 2-0 deficit with 20 minutes to go without watching little coloured circles moving around the mini-pitch and keeping those fingers crossed. Are you excited about any of EA's tweaks to career mode in FIFA 21? For more like this, check out articles on whatculture.com, such as FIFA 21, 10 Latest Rumours You Need to Know, and Madden 21, 10 Things We Already Know. This article was written by Jamie Kennedy on whatculture.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.